At 8:32 on the clock, we'll call the Board of Equalization to order. The Open Meetings Act is over on the wall behind Scott. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. Will you get Gary's 6 in favor with Lytle being absent?
Thank you.
Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6 in favor. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Seeing none.
Do you have a second opportunity, or is this?
This is just for equalization, Don. Then, with the regular meeting, we'll have that again.
Yes,
Patty, do you have anything enlightening for us?
Not unless Terry has some questions.
No questions, but I just heard of a irrigated farm that sold for $4,700 southwest of town. It seemed cheap.
Yeah,
than normal.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's cheap. Cheaper than normal.
Right.
And but some other dry lands I hear were in the fours. So
I know. It's all the even the properties are all over the place. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a, it's going to be an interesting May, June, and July. So I mean, we're going to be up in residential in this area. Farm ground will be going down, like I said, but Lancaster and Douglas, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to that. They had the SEM preliminaries out in January. We had a meeting last week. Lancaster's listening to about 7,000 right now. So it is what it is. You know, the 150 to 200, I was just telling Denny, the 150 to 200,000 are the price range where a lot of people can afford. So those are the ones that are really seeing the increases. And then you get into the upper parts of, you know, the higher priced houses, and those aren't moving as well. I mean, they're still moving, but not kind of 150. And I think I might have said that last time. 150 is kind of the starter home right now. So those are the ones that I have valued at about 120. And just in the last year, we've just seen a huge increase in those. So, you know, a lot of the comments that are being made, and the assessor's job is to react to the market and see what the market's doing. You know, we're not out there fictitiously raising things to get more money. It's just that we react to what's happening, and we have a time frame, a 2-year time frame that we use.
I think housing sales have been strong too, haven't they?
They have been. Mm-hmm. Like I said, especially for that price range. So it's kind of a difficult year just because of the upper priced homes, you know, because you would normally think those homes would be, when you're 150 to 200 are going up, then you'd think you're 350. And there are ones that are like that too that are going up, but not as rampant as the ones that probably people more in that middle class can afford. So
what do you see overall? Do you think overall county evaluation will go up again?
Well, my stat for Beatrice is like 88 to 89%, and it has to be between 92 and 100. So what I like to do is put on smaller increments to get, you know, those values up, and then, you know, we'll probably put on smaller increments to get that into line, but also then do it more often. Like I said, some of the ones in Lincoln that they've seen, I know one person that got a $44,000 increase, and it's right on. I mean, he can't complain because he knows there's sales around him that are, that's pretty strong. If you take that times a tax rate, that's a pretty strong increase for. But there again, the farmer had to endure it when the prices were up, you know. So, I mean, now it's back, now the market's for the residential, so, and we have to do what have to do to get that value corrected. So.
And you're seeing it too if you go out in some of our smaller communities. Adams is a good example of all the properties that are selling, and they're selling for higher prices. And you drive through Beatrice and look at the sold signs on everything, and they're in 100 to 150 in that bracket. and it's just a lot of them. I mean, a bunch of them.
Patty, do you think we'll have an overall increase, though, as far as total valuation?
Well, it's going to depend on probably. Let me take that back because your eye gland's going to go down. It might just be stable. I mean, because we don't know for sure what's going to happen with personal property. Every year somebody turns that in, that depreciates down. Railroads and pipelines come from the state. So it may just be more like we were, flat. I mean, by the time you put increases on residential and you take the farm ground down. So it's just a little bit too soon to tell. Well, we have to have everything done by March 19th. So commercial's got so many occupancy codes that we don't have a lot of sales in that. I mean, we have gas stations, we have, you know, elevators, we have so many different kinds of businesses that Daryl's been working a lot on the commercial side of it, so. But it is what it is. I'm sure there's going to, like I said, I went to a meeting and there's a lot of criticism in Douglas and Lancaster. But the comments you read, you just wish that people would understand it a little bit better, you know, as far as how we do it. We just don't go out there and randomly say, well, we're going to up this, that, because we want the money. It's based on the market, so.
But there are always are those people out there who say we're doing it for the money. And Patty is trying really hard to make sure that she equalizes. And that is the thing that's so important.
And that's what's the hardest part. Because you don't, when you try to equalize, that's where it becomes very difficult. Because of what people have inside. And we haven't been as, you know. We usually go out to the new property and we look at that right away as it's being built. But a lot of people don't want you inside their properties now. So a lot of it's conversation with the owners. But we'll do the best we can and go from there. There'll probably be some protests. So I guess we'll get in on that because you'll have referees, which generally is Daryl and Lloyd Dickinson. And they're, Lloyd's in Arizona right now, but generally that's who you have. And they're pretty good with people, so.
If any of you that have never sat through any of the protest hearings that we have individually, it is an awful lot of fun.
Well, Eddie had asked if he could be involved in that this year. I think that might work.
New kid on the block again.
Is there anything else for equalization?
I can think of.
We'll close equalization at 8:40.